Al Golden joins us on Sports Byline. He's in his fourth year as the head football coach at the University of Miami. And before that, he was the defensive coordinator at Virginia for 5 years and also the head coach at Temple. And he played his college ball at Penn State for Joe Paterno, where he was a tight end there a year then in the National Football League. I know you wear a shirt and tie and a coat on the sideline. Was that in deference to Joe Paterno and the way he dressed on the sideline?
Well, to be honest with you, it was not. Obviously, a lot of respect for Coach and the Paterno family, but no, it was really a byproduct of my mom getting after my butt one day, just about honoring the game and looking better on game day instead of having like a scruffy look with a sweatshirt. She just said, "Hey, why don't you change your look?" And so we did that year at Temple. And we won 9 games in a row. That was the most in the history of Temple University. And we ended up winning 9 games that year and going to the first bowl game in 30 years and the third bowl game in 112 years. So from that moment on, I stayed with it.
Yeah, Mike Nolan is a good friend of mine. And his dad, Dick Nolan, who passed away, used to wear a coat and tie on the sideline. And Mike did the same thing to honor him. And I asked him, I said, "Do you feel any different on the sideline?" He said, "I think I'm a little more structured by wearing a coat and tie." Did you notice any particular change wearing a coat and tie?
I probably noticed just more how everybody, viewed it, to be honest with you, on the team. It was just a clean break from, practice or scrimmage to, hey, this is game day now. Games are different. We work year-round for these 12 to 14 opportunities, and it's a great way to honor the game and make sure we have a different mindset about the game, because you can get in the grind of the season, and every day could start to be the same. And it's really important to differentiate the energy and passion and focus that you need for a game as opposed to just a practice.
Al, I know that assistant coaches want to be head coaches, and so when the opportunity comes up, they probably jump at it, but they have to do some due diligence. And in your particular case, you mentioned about Temple, and that had been a Death Valley for a lot of coaches. What was it that made you want to take that position?
I just saw it as a unique opportunity. I saw it as a place that was in my wheelhouse in terms of recruiting and geography. And really, when you look back on it, all of those kids that we ended up, recruiting and then ultimately, cultivating, really ended up coming from our own backyard. Whether it was Bernard Pierce, who I think we beat James Madison for, is going to his third year in the NFL, won a championship with the Ravens, and Muhammad Wilkerson ended up being a first-round pick. I think he was a basketball player from Linden, New Jersey. Kaquan Jarrett, we beat Stony Brook for. He ended up being a second-rounder for the Eagles. He now starts with the Jets. Andre Nemeth with the Carolina Panthers, Rod Streeter, Tahir Whitehead. All of those guys. I saw Brandon McManus last night kicking and punting for the Giants. All of those guys are really guys that maybe other schools passed on, but we thought they could do the things that we needed them to do in our system, and they developed and they grew, and they ultimately became either NFL players or draft picks.
Are you comfortable with challenges? And what I mean by that, Temple certainly was a challenge. When you took over the Miami job, that was a challenge at the beginning because of the NCAA investigations that were going on. Are you comfortable with that, knowing you may have to turn around a program?
Yeah, I am. I think there's no question that, the Temple challenge I willfully took on. This one was a little bit different because I was not expecting this. But at the same time, I think the Temple job really provided the back, the backdrop, if you will, or the foundation to be able to take on the adversity that we underwent here the last couple of years. So I think it prepared me for that in a lot of ways. I think I was a good fit for Miami, given the circumstance, and now we're excited about moving forward and turning that page and starting a new chapter without the NCAA cloud hanging over our heads.
One of the things I wondered about, Al, when you took over that job was it could have spun out of control on you because, as you said, you got surprised by it, but it did not spin out of control. What was the one thing you did that kept that thing in balance?
I think just being consistent, to be honest with you, because there were times and days where it did look like it was going to spin out. You know, we were sitting here 3 years ago and basically with every media outlet in America, you know, descending upon us, and it looked bleak, to be honest with you. So we gave up a lot during that time. I think that was another thing that really helped us get through it. We gave up two bowl games, a chance to play in an ACC championship game, and because of that, we were able to come out of it maybe a little bit faster than if we had not done that. So, I don't think there's any question that there were a lot of tenuous moments there. And as bleak as it was a year ago going into the season, not knowing whether we were going to be able to be eligible for a bowl game or play for, an ACC division or a conference championship, I think it's equally bright now because we moved into a $20 million facility. We just finished a $7 million renovation to our practice fields. We added a $3 million training table. We have a $120 million medical facility that's opening up on our campus that's going to house our sports medicine and performance center. And last but certainly not least is Sun Life Stadium renovations. We have a $350 million renovation going on to our home field. And it's obviously all of this will be completed by 2016. So it's really bright, and we're glad to be here in Miami.
I love what you said in your press conference. It's the most recognizable brand in college football. I go back to the former players, the 5 national championships, 20 national award winners, countless All-Americans, incredible tradition. It's a dream job. When you take a look at this dream job, what else comes along with it that makes it a challenge for you, Al?
Well, I think we've been through the challenge. And to be honest with you, we got behind in a lot of our resources. We got behind in our facilities. We got behind in a lot of those things. And thanks to the leadership of President Shalala and the commitment by, Blake James, our athletic director, and our alumni, we've made a strong commitment here to get that changed. And a lot of that has changed here in the last 12, 13 months, and it's even going to change for the better even more. So I think we've eliminated a lot of we've checked a lot of boxes. I'll say it to you that way, and obviously we're coming out of a really tough time, but now bright days are ahead. Bright days are ahead, and from that standpoint, it couldn't be better than right now.
9-4 last season. Tell me a little bit about your squad, what it looks like, and where the emphasis will be, or at least the strength will be on your team.
Well, I think the strength on the offensive side is going to be the skill positions. All of the running backs, tight ends, and wide receivers are back. And I do like our quality of the offensive linemen that we have. Now, we don't have the quantity that we need, but certainly the quality is there. We just need to add a couple more guys in terms of the quantity. So, we're going to have to determine very quickly on offense who the trigger man is going to be. We have 4 candidates at quarterback, and we'll get that down to 2. By scrimmage 1, and then certainly by scrimmage 2, we'll start to just focus in on just 2 quarterbacks. On the defensive side, it's as strong as we've been up front in the front 7, and we didn't lose anybody in the secondary, so the entire secondary returns and is as experienced as we've had here. And we have an excellent playmaker in the middle at linebacker, Denzel Perryman. So I'm real excited about this group and can't wait to kick off camp tomorrow. I think we're the last team in college football kicking off camp, so... I'm tired of watching everybody else's videos and press releases. I will really get out there.
1 minute left, but I want to ask you, being in the state of Florida with Florida State and then the University of Miami, and then even some of the other programs that are beginning to emerge, how tough is it to recruit in that state?
Well, it's a blessing and a curse, right? So the blessing is that last year we had 378 Division I players in the state. The curse is that every program, 128 programs, are recruiting. So it's just one of those deals. People are always talking about put up a wall, put up a fence, sign everybody. But the reality is, you can only sign about 18 to 22 a year. And it's much more important to me that we get the right 18 to 22, and that we have guys that match, the mission and values that we have for our program and our community and our campus. And that we have guys that understand what it means to be a Miami Hurricane and the standard that comes with that. And from that standpoint, I think we're starting to find that mix and identifying the right guy who's a Miami guy. And from that standpoint, we've made a lot of progress, so it's exciting.
Al, I was really happy when you were up at Temple and I watched you, and I think you did an incredible job up there. So when you got named to Miami, I kind of smiled a little bit knowing that you were going to do the same thing down there as well. So thank you for making me look good on the air, by the way.
You got it.
Have a good season, Coach. We'll talk to you.
Okay. I appreciate it. Talk to you soon. Have a great day.
Right. Al Golden, again, in his fourth year as the head coach at the University of Miami, and he was a defensive coordinator at Virginia for 5 years, but he decided to take a head coaching opportunity at Temple, and boy, did he do a good job up there. We continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on Sports Byline.